We've reached week number four of our Open Water series and waypoint number four, which simply put is clearing the decks. The way to navigate to a blessed life involves clearing the decks. Now, the term clearing the decks is a naval warfare term. Back in the days of the old wooden sailing ship, the crew was sent to the decks to secure or to remove those loose items that would either obstruct or potentially injure someone on the boat. And so that idea of clearing the decks has the idea of being prepared for action. There's two specific ideas with this. The first one is clearing the decks helps people see. Helps people see. Now, I served at a church that considered kind of resetting the stage. There was a small stage, and we had a 9-foot grand piano on that stage that obstructed a number of people's views. Now, I'd like to stand here and tell you that the reason we wanted to remove the 9-foot grand is because we were aware of the obstructed views. I'd like to tell you that, but I can't tell you that. The real reason why we wanted to remove the 9-foot grand is because we needed to fit more people on the stage, and so we decided that the best way to do that was to replace that 9-foot grand piano with a 7-foot grand piano that we had sitting unused in another room. And it was only when we removed the 9-foot grand piano that we stood there and we suddenly realized how much of the stage our congregation couldn't see. Now, the interesting thing is I'd been in the church for 3 years, and it was only when the 9-foot grand was removed that I was able to see more clearly. Now, many of us have been locked up at home for, 8 weeks now? And we're probably itching to break out into the world. And the thing is, when you spend a lot of time in confined spaces with people who know you really, really well, those people start to pick up some things about you that they don't like, and honestly, you don't like either. And in a situation like that, right, what we tend to do is to kind of rearrange our life so that that thing that we don't like, that thing that is causing us so much friction, is pushed so far away from the people that we love and do life with. Now, that seems to make sense, and there are good components to it. But the Bible says that's not the wisest way for us to navigate our way through life. The Bible offers us different advice. Have a look at this text from Proverbs chapter 28. This is what we read in Proverbs 28, 13, and 14. Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper. But the one, here we go, who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. The verse continues, blessed is the one who always trembles before God, but whoever hardens their heart falls into trouble. Notice what the verse says here. The verse says, hey, you're not to replace things. You're not to kind of rearrange your life. No, you're supposed to renounce and confess. You're supposed to remove. Carried into the New Testament, we'd say that we remove those obstacles from our life because when we do that, people are able to see Jesus more clearly through us. So we clear the decks because it helps people see. It also helps us see more clearly too. Now, the second reason why we clear the decks is because, get this, it prepares us for empowered relationships. It prepares us for our relationships to form and to deepen. Now, over the last 2 months, Vipka shared this last weekend, we've had a number of household projects, and we've agreed on every one of them except for one. Wibke had this idea to clear away all the bushes at the very back edge of our property. And I remember the conversation saying, Wibke, I just cannot understand why you would want to do that. We've got a big yard. It's kind of so open. It's so clear. Why do you need to do that? But she said, you know, I just think it would open everything up. So night after night, after night, after night, in fact, for over a week, Wibke was in the back of our yard with the kids, you know, that paid science project she referred to last week, clearing away all of these bushes. And I stood in the kitchen sometimes. Yes, I didn't help. I think there was one time I maybe cut the branch. I was too busy with work. You guys know how that goes. Now, seriously, I was there looking at all of this thinking, why is she doing this? After a week, she finished. And I remember being in the kitchen watching Wibke one evening raking the ground where the bushes had been cleared. And there came the lady from the next house walking her dog on the edge of her property. Now, these bushes may have been liked by the deer. They may have been liked by the turkeys. We have 63 turkeys, by the way, walking over our property. They may well have been liked by the coyotes. Yeah, we had four of those, too, last year. But the reality is those bushes never once empowered a conversation between neighbors. And I stood in the kitchen watching Wibke have a conversation for the first time while standing on the back edge of our property. See, the reality is clearing away the bushes enabled a relationship to form. It enables relationships to deepen. So clearing the decks is a wise thing for us to do because it helps people see Jesus in us and through us more clearly, but at the same time, it also empowers relationships.